Connect the dots, and this is Tom Edison speaking, your host for tonight. I am the author of the recently published book, Connect the Dots Theory. That's where I got the name for the show, and we're going to connect the dots tonight. And if you happen to call in during the show, you, the caller, it'll be your opportunity to connect the dots in something you've connected the dots in your life. Anyhow, last week, if you had turned in, I mentioned chemtrails, and I'm going to be talking about this a little every week because this is a national security issue here. We, the people, are being slowly killed with poisons being sprayed in the air. And it's pretty well obvious at this point in time. The media is not going to talk about it, the fake news media. And the politicians, the lawmakers, they're not going to do anything to help us out with this. And in fact, if you know your lawmaking history, it was on April Fool's Day of 2013. Is that a funny day? Obama signs H.R. 933, chemtrail-related bill that protects Monsanto and all the other people that are working behind the scenes to poison us, poison the earth, poison the food supply, poison the water. It protects them from lawsuits. Now, we got to wonder, who are the traitors in the U.S. government that went along with this plan? Oh, of course, we know Obama was one of them because he signed the bill. How about that? On April Fool's Day, boy, was that a joke on us or what? April Fool's Day 2013. Look it up. It's called H.R. 933. So that's the bad situation we're in. And I came up with the phrase chemtrail watch. I introduced it last Saturday on the show. Because we have to save ourselves. And the idea behind chemtrail watch is get the children to get involved in this. You know, kids, young kids have cell phones nowadays. They like to go on Twitter and Facebook. Well, they can do something seriously important and help save us all by mentioning chemtrails on Twitter and Facebook and whatever other link-up system they use. And, you know, just be honest about it. Hey, I see these chemtrail planes in the sky. They leave all these patterns. And I hear they're dropping poison on us. Won't somebody help us? You know, use a little imagination. But we need to, everybody needs to be going on Twitter so the president can find out about it because that's the only way he's going to find out about it. He's oblivious to this. Hasn't a clue. He's already controlled by his advisors if you're paying attention to what's going on. And, of course, that's how the presidents have always been for a long time, controlled by their advisors. In fact, that's some important information I got back in the 90s when I was talking to somebody who had just recently quit one of the secret projects. And the question was put forth to him, well, does the president know about all these things going on? And his answer was the president is always controlled by his advisors. They'll bring him into the loop of what's going on to the extent they want to, and they'll keep him out of the loop to the extent they want to by and through the advisors that have access to the president. So the best way for President Trump to find out about we're all getting poisoned, including him and his whole family, is to go on Twitter and start talking about it. Mr. President, save us, please. Write the executive order to stop the planes poisoning us because that's what it's going to take, an executive order from the President of the United States to get these planes to stop flying and dropping poison on us. I'm just going on the Internet and checking up what the new stuff is with this. And there's so many videos, if you're not aware about it, just go on the Internet, punch in chemtrails, and you'll have all the sites, all the videos, all the horrible info about how bad this situation is. And I believe there's something like 120 separate programs around the world. I recently went to check the list of the countries where they're spraying the chemtrails, and what do you think I found? Well, this this video has been taken off. You know, Google's in on this too. They're big players. Gates family, they're part of the whole sham, you know, and everybody else that's filthy rich, they're all in on the plan, you know, because they want to go along with this plan to get rid of all the unwanted people, and that's what it's in connection with. Let's kill as many people as possible, you know, slow death through chemtrails, other debilitating things, the vaccines, that's a whole scam program, and we have to talk about this, you know. And the children can help us with this, you know. School's probably boring as hell. It was boring as hell when I went to school. So while they're in school, they can talk to each other about the chemtrails, and they can, in between classes or whenever, get their cell phones out and start texting. You know, Twitter's an important avenue now because the president listens to Twitter. And start asking. Children can ask questions that adults can't. They can say, Mr. President, help us. Please, we're getting poisoned by the chemtrails. We see them flying over our school. And everybody in the official chain of command structures is lying to us and telling us there's nothing to worry about. But when we go on the internet, we find out the truth, that the people who have investigated this privately, it's all poisons, toxic to every form of life. You know, they're killing the human beings, they're killing the animals, they're killing everything with these chemtrails. And they're looking for other ways to kill us, too. You know, look up the Georgia Stones. They're talking about bringing the population down to 500 million people. Well, you know, this is part of the plan. But the worst thing is there's, you know, we need to go outside. You want to get some sunshine, and the chemtrails are also blocking the sunshine. So we don't get as much vitamin D as we used to. And it's killing the plants. It's killing the trees. And it's killing the water, and it's slowly killing us. And this affects everybody. We're human beings. These crazy people who support this program, they don't understand they're killing themselves at the same time. And I talk about this in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. You should buy my book. Not only is this going on, there's a whole mess of other things going on. Extremely bad. And it's all being kept in place through mind control, which I mentioned significantly in my book, and I point out why things are the way they are. And the mind control is even goes beyond the so-called global world rulers, the secret world government. It goes in depth. Part of the mind control program is with the extraterrestrials, those beings from other worlds that have come here. And of course, the lying media pretends none of this is happening. All the governments in the world are under control of the extraterrestrials. I talk about it in my book. I point out the information. We know who the groups are. There's quite a few bad groups, and the real mind control starts with not of these earth beings that have telepathic abilities, and they end up controlling the world controllers. They control the ruling families, they control the bankers, and these stupid ruling families and bankers think that this is their plan. This whole insanity going on with the chemtrails and all the other sick projects that are destroying the earth and destroying health of every living organism on this planet, of course it's the ETs. It's just common sense. Hey, it's not their planet, and it's not their life forms. They want to bring their life forms here and just use a minimum amount of human beings for slave labor, just like it was started 300,000 years ago with the beings from the 12th planet. I talk about that in my book. You need to buy a copy of it, Connected Dots Theory, because it not only talks about the problems, it lays out the strategies by which we, the concerned people, can begin to take control of this crazy system that's kept in place with mind control. You know, mind control keeps the people that are the workers in this crazy plan from quitting the program and not participating in it, because mind control is so sophisticated, it's beyond belief. In fact, supportive of what I'm saying, if you go on the internet, you can look up, there's videos out there for free looking Agenda 21. That's talked about on David Icke, I believe it's pronounced, or maybe it's David Icke, I don't know. There's no pronunciation for his name. I never met the guy personally. Unfortunately, he has a lot of good things to say, and he does come to the same conclusion, too, about the extraterrestrials are behind the whole thing, introducing all these programs. But I explain it in my book how it's done. It's done with mind control. And unfortunately, a person like David, who's out there bringing a lot of good information, I thought about going to one of his lectures one time, and he outprices everybody, so he's only going to get rich people to go to his lectures, you know? Regular people can't afford it, and that's where he's shooting himself in the foot. You can pass the word along to him that I said so, and I'm not going to take that statement back either. Anybody that goes out there and gives lectures and charges too much money, you're keeping out the average person from going and finding out about this information at a lecture, because regular people, we're all up to our necks in debt, because that's part of the plan too, you know. It didn't used to be everybody was up in to their neck in debt, but now it is, because it's all part of the dehumanizing the human being, keeping him in financial enslavement as well as other types of enslavement, and then poisoning his mind with propaganda, poisoning his body with chemtrails and dangerous vaccines and GMO products. Let me tell you how bad this stuff is. So you want to become part of this chemtrail watch. If you know anybody in school, pass the word. Tell them to start being part of the chemtrail watch and posting things on Twitter and Facebook about, like, you're sick and tired of your own government allowing you to be destroyed by poisons being sprayed over your neighborhood, over the schools. They spray them over the hospitals. They spray them everywhere. Spray them over themselves. They spray them over Washington, D.C. They spray them over New York. In fact, people who are these world-controlled jerks who are behind spraying these chemtrails, you should have seen in New York the day after President Trump became the president and he was still hanging out in New York. Man, they crisscrossed the sky with seeming like 1,000 planes that day. They made so many crisscross marks you couldn't even see the sky was that much filled with chemtrails to let the message be known that, hey, you know, those of us who put the chemtrails out there, we're controlling the world. And part of their control is to kill everybody, or at least 90% of the world. And they're doing it with the chemtrails. They're doing it with the poisonous vaccines. And they're lying to you. That's why they were giving you vaccines away free at the pharmacy chains. Because, you know, they don't care if you don't pay for it. It's their opportunity to poison your body so your immune system doesn't work right. And this is these things, these poisons they're using, it destroys human DNA. I think the words out there with the three generations of rats were exposed to some of these toxins that they're using in the chemtrails. They couldn't reproduce anymore, and that's exactly what the extraterrestrials in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, I call them not of this earth creatures. And they're the ones running the whole show. They have mind control, the power of people with the money that have enough money to destroy the world, and they're mind controlling these people who think that they're doing the right thing. That's how sophisticated mind control is. And while we're at it, one of the localized mind control things, conspiracy going on, is these ridiculous curly Q light bulbs that are supposed to be more energy efficient. The fact that they're pushing them on you at the supermarket and have gotten rid of all the regular bulbs is proof that, you know, there's more to this than just saving you electric. It turns out these are mind control bulbs. That's why they got the circular curlicue to them. It's not for efficiency. You know, sure, ultraviolet light is more efficient than incandescent. I mean, that's a known fact. But they're tricking you into buying these curlicue bulbs and they're forcing you to buy them because most people buy their bulbs at the supermarket where everything is, and they've removed the incandescent ones, and they're going to make it illegal for them to be sold eventually because they want everybody buying these mind-controlled light bulbs where they can project frequencies that enter your brain on a subliminal level. And God only knows what they're going to be telling you. It'll probably be like the movie They Live. The subliminal mission will probably be obey authority. And chain of command structures have all been commandeered. Last week I said the U.S. government has been commandeered, and yes, they have. We have a sleep-at-the-wheel Congress that does virtually nothing except collect a salary and refuses to tackle any issues. That's where we're at. That's how well they control the U.S. government, and they control other governments too. And then they're going after the general population. Smart meters. Hey, if you're listening in California, don't let them put smart control meters into your home or anything like that. Another scam. They're telling you, oh, it's better, it's convenient, but it's mind control because they've figured out how to send subliminal messages into regular people by broadcasting on the frequencies that the brain broadcasts on. The science of this is known, and they're using it to put bad subliminal ideas into the heads of average people like you and me. It's pretty sick. You know, and I'm sure there's plenty of you out there who have connected the dots yourself, and the name of the show is Connect the Dots. And if you call up, you know, give your version of connecting the dots, because you don't have to look around too hard and see what's going on. You know, we see what's the police department, they're growing out of hand. Police departments everywhere, they're not acting like people anymore, it seems like. The first thing they want to do, instead of just having a conversation with you, they want to come up with some reason, create a situation where they have a reason to shoot you. And you, what's the reason now, the latest one? You didn't follow my commands. That's a reason to kill somebody? Unbelievable. I mean, and that sounds like mind control to me, that all the police departments are being mind controlled. Hey, well, all they have to do is, according to the info, first of all, they're all exposed to chemtrails like us, too, and I'm sure they've changed all the lighting bulbs in the police department, so they've got plenty of access to control the minds of the police. And they can send them their subliminal messages. Order the people around ridiculously when they don't obey, pull out your gun and shoot them. And I don't believe all these cops really want to do this, but they're being mind controlled. They don't even realize it. And if any cops listening to the show, you ought to heed the warning, because as many people as possible are going to be mind controlled at this point in time, because they're going in for the kill, the world control people. They want to get rid of, in a fast amount of time, as many people as possible, and they got all these bad programs to destroy our health, to control our minds, and eventually eliminate as many of us as possible. They're going to create catastrophes. They control the weather now, and they're killing people with catastrophes now. And I believe we might have a caller now, so let's hear that caller and see what that caller has to say. Caller, are you there? Tell us your name and your...
Yeah, brother, my name's Frank.
Hello, Frank. What do you got to say in relation to connecting the dots and telling us about what's going on, bad stuff, chemicals, vaccines, anything?
I've listened to the show, man. You're hitting on all the points, the major points. I really don't have much to add, but I can guide people to check all your information out for themselves. Like, they could look up things like, what in the world are they spraying? This has to do with the chemtrail issue that you're speaking about. It's documentary evidence. It's one of many. If people would do some research, but you don't just believe everything. I mean, you could check out people's credentials and science, and you can check all this out. So I highly recommend, what in the world are they spraying? Also, there's in-your-face chemtrail video by a fellow by the name of Matt Bolin. I highly recommend the people that are listening in. Matthew, all you have to do is type in the name Matthew Boylan, B-O-Y-L-A-N, chemtrail, and you will not be able to escape what you see.
Well, people really
need to start looking up.
There's so much on the internet, it's unbelievable. You know, you could spend the whole afternoon watching videos on chemtrails and hearing people talk about how bad it is.
Well, these type of documentaries actually point them out and try to get people to really know the difference between a contrail and a chemtrail. There's definitely a difference, so people really need to look that stuff up. There's also a bill before Congress that mentions it. It's not about chemtrails, but the actual words by Dennis Kucinich, H.R. 2977. This is congressional record stuff. This is a bill before Congress. It has to do with banning space-based weapons. But as you read through it, you come up to the term chemtrail. And years ago, we were told that chemtrails don't exist. They're a figment of your imagination. There's no spraying. Oh, really? Well, just look up the bill, H.R. 2977, and it is about space-based weapons, okay? And you need to really check out what that is. He wanted to ban space-based weapons. And you go down, and when you get to about the third or fourth article, it names the weapons, and I think number four or five on the list, it's specifically written out, chemtrails. Oh, I thought they didn't exist. There's no such term.
It's a joke. I mean, not to mention that don't tell me the journalists out there don't know about the chemtrails, but we know for a fact that everybody is silenced, that you can't talk about certain things, and mass media, who is part of the world control thing, they definitely make sure that you're not allowed to talk about the dangers of chemtrails on mass media. And the politicians have been warned, don't even bring this up because it's going nowhere. And of course, people's lives are threatened when they talk about it, sometimes if they're in important positions. And the bill I had mentioned was H.R. 933, which mentioned that you can't sue the people associated with the makers of the poisons or the people who are flying the planes. In fact, I recently heard that a lot of these planes are like drones. They don't even have pilots.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
And they're operated by satellite technology.
Well, there are drones. They had been really doing this since 1947 in Germany. They had started with it being weather modification.
Yeah, it started a long time ago, right?
All these guys that are out there trying to debunk the chemtrail issue was showing photographs of 1970 and 1980, and in only certain spots, yeah, they look exactly the same. But we can go back to 1947, so they're not debunking anything. They're just government shills trying to show you a different picture. But people that really do some research and look into it, they can cut through all that. But touching on another thing you brought up a term called Agenda 21. I actually met David Icke in New York City, and he's come to the States, and he has talked about all of this stuff. Agenda 21, you're getting into some real macabre stuff.
Well, guess what? I watched his video on the internet, and everything that he was basically, well, not exactly everything, but 90% of what he's talking to, I have in my book. That's why I tell everybody, buy the book, Connect the Dots Theory, because I not only have the stuff he's talking about, and bring up other things, because there's other things going on from not of this earth that are also affecting other secret agendas by other groups that want to take over our world. And that's why all this is allowed to be going on, because, again, it's not their world. It's our world they're commandeering, and just the only use they have for humans is to do the hard labor and the dirty work that they don't want to get their hands dirty with. And that's part of the problem. Hey, by the way, Frank, I got to ask you, do you have any of those curly Q light bulbs in your house?
Yeah, you touched on that. Yeah, no, I don't, because I think you got that right, too.
Yeah, well, I'm just...
They're pushing that. Some actual health food stores are pushing that.
Well, some of the stores don't have the regular ones anymore. And so, if you want to buy light bulbs, and you need light bulbs, and you only can buy the curly Q ones, which are apparently mind control devices, you're stuck. And people will do that, you know. I need light bulbs. Well, that's all they had, so I bought these, you know.
Well, I mean, that's something people got to think about. I mean, I'm
sorry. Well, luckily, you're one person that doesn't have them, and my warning to you is don't buy them either. Find a store that sells the regular ones still.
Oh, thanks for that tip. Yeah, they're more expensive, too. I noticed they're online, selling them online. I didn't know they were in stores because, you know, I don't really do much of the shopping. My wife does the shopping, and we don't have any of those. I know what you're talking about. They're like... a longer, curly, like...
It's like a fluorescent bulb that has a big curly cube, circles around about 6, 7, 8 times.
Right.
And they're promoting them. It's energy saving. Well, sure, ultraviolet is energy saving, but they're not telling you what the real purpose of the curly cube is. It's about broadcasting mind control frequencies that can enter into your brain on a subliminal level.
Yeah, well, I believe that all electronic devices are enticed that way.
Meters are another example.
And
eventually, they're going to put it into as many things as possible.
Yeah. I wanted to make a point about the Agenda 21. There's an issue with... it kind of links in with chemtrails and a lot of other things. There's things like, you're talking about the light bulbs, but there's a thing going on with people's homes with these smart meters.
Yeah, I mentioned that. I mentioned that before, smart meters, yeah.
I send them late on further. Some people really need to look into that because they give off waves and it's not good for the human anatomy.
Yeah, right. It's not good for your health. And unfortunately... what's happening is, this whole insanity is being kept in place by chain of command structures. The towns that were people are pushed into getting smart meters are pushed by the city council. They take a vote on it, and people aren't. They might have a meeting, but just like any other authoritative. Group, the city council doesn't have to listen to the people. And if they're getting bribed by the company that makes money off putting in the smart meters, they're going to take the bribes, and the whole town is forced to go along with this program or disconnect from the electrical system, you know?
Wow. I've gone to a thing, way to get out of that possibly is like what I did over a year ago.
Oh, sure, there's ways to get out of it, but guess what? Most people are lazy, and they'll just, like, go along with the program and not realize what's being dumped on them.
Well, you can call your municipality and tell them that you will, you can tell them, well, we have dogs in the yard, you can't get to the meter, so we will call in our meter reading. You know, you could do it that way. It's because you don't want anybody entering your property.
They're blackmailing
the
people because they're going to charge them more money.
Probably so. Yeah.
That's how they blackmail people, you know? What are you going to do? And that's basically how they've gotten that program in some towns. I mean, other towns are wise to it, and they refuse to go along with it. But I've heard the other stories too, where the city council just gives out the order, and the town just goes along with it. You know, the contractors come in, set up the smart meters, and the people don't know that their minds are, not only is their health being ruined, but the smart meters work on the frequencies that can give, put subliminal suggestions into people's minds. And it's a double whammy. You know, it's not only destroying your health, but it's mind controlling you at the same time. And of course, you know, what keeps this in place is all the key. It's like in every science fiction movie that was ever put out there. The key.
I'm one for synchronicity. I believe there's a lot of that.
The understanding how this is all done is all the key people are controlled. In all the old science fiction movies, especially, people should go back and watch the ones that came out in the 50s when they were starting to show controlled by alien entities. What do they go after? They go after for the politicians, and they go after the police. And the police departments are acting like they're mind-controlled now, to the point. And these are your military groups are gone after. The higher-ranking people in charge of the militaries are being gone after because with the chain of command structure, if you control the guy at the top of the chain of command structure, you know, he can give the orders and you have to follow them or maybe get killed or shot or something bad, you know, for not following orders. And it's the same with the police departments. They're a chain of command structure. You know, if you don't follow the chain of command structure that orders you go out and do this, and if you don't do your job how you're being ordered to do it, you're going to lose your job. And, you know, people don't want to lose jobs that pay good money, and police get paid good money nowadays. And they like that authority. They're a special class above the rest, and they get away with everything. We know that. We have the testimonies of the people who finally broke the code blue silence and all that nonsense because that's human nature. People have authority, they abuse it, and they use it to get away with whatever they can. And the not of this earth creatures who are manipulating everything on planet Earth right now know about this, and they take advantage of it, and they use us against ourselves. And they turn, you know, that's why everybody's fighting everybody, because they're working things from behind the scene with mind control, put the bad ideas in people's head, bad ideas like hate and distrust, and eventually you get everybody's at each other's throats. And they do it with all the religions. I mean, there isn't one religion that hasn't been commandeered, major religion, you know. There might be some minor ones out there, but if you're a major religion, they've all been commandeered by the world control groups, which are now all controlled by the not of this earth entities. And there's not just one of them, there's many. And they're all vying for a piece of the human race, because that's how the no good, dirty, rotten extraterrestrials, I mean, there's a few good ones out there, but all the bad ones, that's all they see. Earth, it's just a target. We don't really like the humans. We hate them. We just want to use them to do slave labor for us, and we only want planet Earth to steal the resources because we have plenty of resources here. And that's what it's all down to now, and this is the battle for planet Earth. They've done science fiction series for about this, but the battle is on. And that's why I'm advocating the chemtrail watch, because this is a good avenue of approach. We all see the chemtrails. We all can take pictures of them with our cell phones. And we all can go on Twitter and Facebook and talk about it.
That we should be posting them 24/7 on all venues, Facebook, Twitter.
So the issue cannot be ignored anymore, because that's what they want to do. They do with all the issues. They want to get the fake scientists to come out there and say, oh, no, this is not so. And the fake politicians to try to mind control us with a bunch of manipulative propaganda words. And that's the sad situation. Okay, Frank, I thank you for the call, but I got to break into something here that I'm doing with this radio show. So it's been a pleasure talking to you. Hey, and... watch out for those chemtrails, and don't you dare buy any Curly Q light bulbs.
I have no intention to. Hey, great work. What was the name of your book again?
Connect the Dots Theory. It's available on Barnes & Noble, Amazon, iTunes, anywhere you look, you'll go and look, punch in the title, Connect the Dots Theory, you'll be able to find it. It's got pictures of flying saucers in it. You'll buy it for the pictures alone, 50 great pictures of things up in the sky that can't be explained away. You know?
I'll be picking that up, brother. I'll be picking that one up. So good going, man. God bless you for what you're doing.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Yeah,
I got to move on.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, listen, that was a great caller there. He's up on it, too, but everybody needs to get up on this, you know, because this is the most serious issue destroying our health. It's destroying our personal health as human beings. The nanoparticles are getting in our body. Nano means very small, so we can't, if we're outside, eventually these things they're spraying come down to Earth, and eventually we're going to be breathing them in. And because they're so small, they can affect every part of our human living system and cause havoc. And we have enough problems already. We don't need any more like this. And that's why it's the most serious health issue right now. And it's destroying the soil so we can't grow good food. It's destroying the water. Good water is hard to find. So anyhow, let me just move on to another topic here. If you ever go to my website, I'm going to start be selling products, and I've kept the website up. Yes, I did run for president in the last election, and the website is Tom Edison for FOR President 2016.com. If you go to that site on the internet, I'm going to be selling products from that site. And the first product I'm going to be selling is a 23-song CD set that I'm titling Better Than Dylan. And I believe you know who I'm talking about. I happen to be a singer, songwriter, recording artist. And over the years, my collection of folk, social commentary, and philosophics songs has gotten to an astonishing level, and I took 23 of my best songs and I put that I've written over the years and put them on this CD. Now, if you want a sample of how great these songs are, there's a couple of free songs to listen to on my website, Tom Edison, TomEdisonFOR, President 2016.com. And the free, if you scroll down, you'll see the free songs that you can listen to are some of the songs that will be, that are on this CD. So while you're on that site, on the menu bar, you'll see donate. Well, you press that button, you have the address to mail, because I'm selling these things through the mail, so I don't have to forfeit my profit to a third party. And I'm selling them for $10 for the CD. So that comes just a little over 40 cents a song when you divide it by, you can do the math, divide 23 songs, $10. It's a little over 40 cents a song only, which is a good deal. And every one of these songs on this disc is fantastic. It's great. The songs are better than Dylan songs. I love Dylan songs. Some great classics there, but I've got a better collection here on this CD than he ever put together. And I'm claiming that I am better than Dylan. And this CD proves it. But don't take my word for it. Buy it. $10. Get the mailing address to mail your $10 check or money order. So no third parties get to make any money off this. You know, it's all my original songwriting, original singing, original recordings. Okay? And why am I claiming to be better than Dylan? First of all, I've got better written songs than he has. sure, I might have learned listening to people like him, but I took it a step further. I write about things he never... I write about futuristic things. I write about philosophic things. Everything's down to earth and real. And I make it sound good. As singers go, I sing way better than our friend Mr. Dylan. So anyhow, it's proof. I mean, if I defy if Dylan gets the word that there's a CD out called Better Than Dylan, I defy him to speak to me face to face and say that my stuff isn't better than his. Because he'll be lying if he does. That's how good these songs are. I'm very proud of them, and hey, I'm putting them out there, and if you love social commentary music, philosophic music that sounds good, has a flow to it, inventive, mind-captivating. Nobody writes these songs anymore, but I have been doing it over the years, and it's out there for only $10. Check or money order only. You got to go to my website, Tom Edison for President 2016.com. On the homepage there on the menu bar, go to donate, and that is where you will mail your check or money order to, and in a week or two, you'll receive it in the mail. And then you'll have a real item, too. And besides that, it's tax deductible. Yes, I am running for president again in 2020, but I'm going to use my 2016 website to sell the products that will count as donations. So you'll get your $10 back when you do your taxes. So you're basically getting 23 fantastic, Better Than Dylan songs for nothing, because it's tax deductible when you send your money order check. Just write on it, donation, campaign donation, because, yes, I'm already advertising. I'm running in 2020 for president. I'm running on the same platform I did in the last election, the ability to solve all the problems simultaneously. Yes, I'm good at solving problems. And then by this radio show, you ought to know that I know all the scams going on in this world, and I know all the evil things being done against the human race. And I know that if I was elected president, I'd be addressing these things already. And I'd have access to these people, and I would definitely be able to convince them, like, you know, what kind of a traitor are you to sell out the human race to extraterrestrials that only care about, you know, using us as slave labor and stealing our natural resources? And believe me, I'm a convincing person. At least I have access to talk to these people as a regular human being. No access whatsoever. These people are off in their glory temples thinking they're doing the right thing because they believe they know what's best for everyone, because the humans, the proxies for the alien life forces, they're the half-breed bloodline started by the 12th planet interference in the human race 300,000 years ago. And I'm not sure exactly what date. It's in my book, the exact date that the bloodline started with the half-breed human race, half-breed 12th planet race. And they eventually became the royal families that run the world now. We know who some of them are. I don't even have to mention. Everybody else mentions them. But the family lines that run this world, they have a direct descendants from the 12th planet. That's their bloodline. That's why they keep the power amongst themselves. That's why they don't intermarry with people who are not of the bloodline, because they don't want to taint their bloodline as much as it's been tainted. They were the originators, the Aryan race, the one that Hitler was trying to recreate. But little did he know, because he didn't have the whole picture himself, that the pure Aryan bloodline got diluted over the years. But some of these family lines still kept their heads and noses up in the air as if they were pure Aryan when they weren't anymore. But they still kept those controlled the world ideas that were brought here by the 12th planet and forced upon the human race, starting with 300,000 years ago when mankind was first enslaved by an off-planet race. That's where slavery starts. They are the original devil slave masters, beings from the 12th planet. And it's in my book. I pointed out clearly, and I pointed out who they're working with in partnerships. And this is important information that every concerned human being should know about. That's why I claim my book is the greatest book at the early part of the 21st century, because it includes all the bad things everybody's talking about on the internet, plus my own personal discoveries that nobody's talking about except me, and I talk about it in the book, and I have the pictures to back it up. This stuff is going on. It's real. And when you have pictures, real 35-millimeter pictures made from real photographs that can't be altered without showing that it has been altered, and my photographs are not altered, and they're in the book. And that brings another little point. Why the whole scam of going to digital technology is to get you so you can, you're taking pictures that could be said, how do we know they're not fake? Well, I think we have another caller here, so may the caller speak up. Okay, that was Casper the Ghost, I think. He was invisible, and I couldn't hear him either. So we'll just have to move on with the show here. Anyhow, that's the deal with my old presidential website. I've got a new presidential website, but I haven't really bothered to put anything too much on there, because that's why I'm working still with the old presidential website. Because I have to pay people to put stuff up for me, and it's just cheaper to work with the team. Well, we might have a caller now, and if there is a caller there, please, caller, tell us your name and speak peace. Hey, where did we go? Was that the secret world government already trying to stifle somebody who's talking the truth? I mean, we know they can break into anybody's radio show and do that. There are some famous shows out there that do talk about these topics, and when I've listened to them, they have breaks in their commentaries all the time, or the person they're interviewing is going to say something that the secret world government thinks he shouldn't say, and they break the connection, and they cancel out the show for a certain number of seconds and until everybody gets things. So maybe it happened tonight. I wouldn't be surprised. You know, they like to push their weight around and let average people know, hey, you know, we can shut you down at the whim if we feel it. So don't go too far. Yeah, well, whatever. You know, it can happen. But in the meantime, I'm going to use my free speech while I still have it. Because eventually, the world control group, or the proxies that work for the aliens, the proxy world control group, the ruling families, they're going to see to it that martial law is declared everywhere around, and then with chain of command military structures, they'll just order everybody to do what they want, and there will be no more free speech. Many people are not aware about this, but martial law is the last thing we want to declare in America, because that voids the Constitution, voids the Bill of Rights and everything. Under martial law, you don't have any rights. And people need to be aware about that. Let's talk a real conversation here. That's one of my phrases that I've coined over the years. Let's talk a real conversation. Before you want to go gung-ho and join the armed forces, you got to realize that anybody who joins the armed forces, you're not under the Constitution, really, too much anymore, really. You're kind of signed away your rights to the chain of command structure. And, of course, they don't tell you that when you enlist. But, you know, in reality, basically, the chain of command structure has full control of your life, and they can order you to shut up. They can order you to do all kinds of things you wouldn't normally think to do. And if you don't comply, you know, they can put you in jail, or they can, in some cases, have you executed. Right? In the U.S. military, too. So you need to be aware of that. And I advocate we need to have loopholes in all chain of command structures by way we exceptions to the rule where we can, the general public can break in and say, whoa, you know, we need an exception in this situation. And the lawmakers need to put that in for us. Of course, the lawmakers are all brain dead, sleep at the wheel, and in bed with prostitutes, you name it. They're doing everything except looking after the American people. In fact, I blame the lawmakers for destroying the American auto industry. We could make the American auto industry great again. All we have to do is get the lawmakers to get rid of all the ridiculous laws that ruin the American auto industry. Now, that's why I'm a viable candidate for president of the United States, and I know how to win it as a right-wing candidate, because that's the only way to win the election. If you're going the mainstream route with political parties, that thing is controlled, like our president said. It's a rigged system. He knows because they decided in the end to rig it for him, because they decided, I believe, Hillary was too much of a risk, blabbermouth or something. And that's why we ended up with Donald Trump, and they've also figured out he'll be just as easy as to control. And if you're watching how his actions are now, he doesn't know what's going on, and he's making bad decisions, and he is under the control of the controllers who have been planted there by the world control groups. In a couple of minutes, this show is coming to an end. So I got a few more things to say here, that these are terms that we need to start addressing the serious issues in America by. The main one is plans designed to fail, because just about everything put forth by the government and government agencies are plans designed to fail, and it's all being done on purpose so that everything goes wrong. And we get closer to World War III, and we just make all the wrong decisions. If you're paying attention, pretty much all the wrong decisions are being made by all authoritative structures. And, of course, mind control is placing the thoughts in their heads to make the wrong decisions. And mind control is sophisticated, and if these people that believe it can't happen to them, well, they have no idea how sophisticated mind control is. If you're not paying attention to what's going on, your mind is being controlled on a subliminal level. And you need to take this seriously and start regaining control of your mind, because they're weakening you step by step, day by day, and the people in charge are making all the wrong decisions, which just is making everything go wrong. It's not happening by chance. This is part of the control-all plan, weaken the human race, destroy the human race, eliminate the population by 90%, and they have the technology to do this now, you know. Anyhow, I put forth a lot of ideas, pass the word around. I've got the CD out, Better Than Dylan. The songs are better than Dylan. I sing better than Dylan, and they're philosophical, and they're mind-opening songs to get people to start thinking. And there's a lot of commentary about all the bad things going on. Of course, you go to my website, Tom. The last election's website, Tom Edison for President 2016.com. You hear the free songs there that are social commentary, and then that'll inspire you to go out. Hit the donate button to find out where to mail your $10 check, or money order. And be sure to include your address so I can mail these amazing CDs back to you, and we can begin to change the world with thought-provoking songs. And we can also begin to change the world with the Chemtrail Watch and posting things on Twitter about chemtrails so the president can find out they exist, because we know he doesn't know about them. And his aides are not going to tell him either, because they want to control him to make stupid decisions to bring on World War III, and that's how the President Trump is going to be used, whether he knows it or not. Okay, we're at the end of the show, and all I've got to say, this is a weekly show, Saturday night, 10 p.m., California Pacific time, 1 a.m. East Coast time, New York time, and that's it. I got to say goodbye. See you next week, next Saturday night. Same time, same station, Station 1.